Hello and welcome. This is Aurora and Aurora's Frequencies. We have a wonderful show today. I am so excited to present an interview with Panache Desai and Darius, who founded YouWealthRevolution.com. I suggest you check out this site as there are many teachers in consciousness there for you to enjoy. Panache Desai is a contemporary spiritual teacher and inspirational visionary in the field of consciousness and vibration, whose gift of vibrational transformation has drawn thousands of people from around the world. Not aligned with any religious or spiritual tradition, he acts as a direct line to divine consciousness, helping and empowering people to free themselves of pain, suffering, sadness, and self-limiting beliefs. After a profoundly transformative experience more than a decade ago, he has committed his life to being a vibrational catalyst, empowering humanity in the deepest states of consciousness and connection and awareness, and helping people everywhere to directly experience divine consciousness for themselves. Recently, he was on the Oprah Winfrey Show, traveling the globe, providing experiential programs and inspired living workshops, as well as living worldwide monthly webcast series. Panache is young, hip, funny, and often irreverent approach is unlike most traditional spiritual teachers, but his profound message resonates in unexpected, uplifting, and inspiring ways. I ask that you sit back and relax, nurture your sense of humor, and love yourself. So here I present to you this interview with Darius and Panache Desai. Thank you.
Panache is a contemporary spiritual teacher. He's an inspirational visionary, as you know, in the field of consciousness and vibration. His gift of vibrational transformation has drawn thousands, hundreds of thousands of people from all over the world, including Oprah Winfrey herself, to come forward and say, I want to know more about what this man is doing. And he's not aligned with any spiritual religious tradition. He just acts as a direct line to consciousness and helping people like you and me to be empowered and free themselves of pain, of suffering, of sadness, and limiting beliefs. And he doesn't have even a doctrine or dogma or even practices per se. He wants you to be your own guru, to awaken to your own divinity. That's his huge mission for everybody here. And he experienced a very profound transformative experience more than a decade ago, and since that time he committed his life to being a vibrational catalyst to empower humanity in the deepest states of connection and awareness, and helping people everywhere to directly experience divine consciousness. He's traveled the globe providing experiential programs and inspired living workshops, as well as live worldwide monthly webcast series. He's hip, he's young, he's funny, he's often irreverent, and kind of likes to stretch the bounds a bit because he wants to see all of us break free from some of these old patterns, beliefs, and even blueprints in the transformative space, many of which may be keeping us stuck. He's going to unlock us from that. He's also, Panache has become a great friend and someone who I talk to regularly, and the beauty of being around Panache is he knows only possibility. And so when you're around him, when you hear him, it rubs off on you. It changes your energy. You absolutely will be and do more. And I've seen it, and that's one of the things I said, Panache, how can people get closer to you? And he said, well, I'm going to do another call for you. He was recently on Oprah Winfrey's Emmy Award-winning series, The Soul, Super Soul Sunday. He's considered a top-tier faculty at the Omega Institute, featured speaker on many different events, including the UF Revolution, the Kripalu Center for Health and Celebrate Your Life. He also collaborated international with spiritual teachers, including Reverend Michael Beckwith, James Van Praagh, Ram Dass, Alan Cohen, James Redfield, Colette Baron-Reed, Neil Donald Walsh, and myself. And he's here back just to serve us and love us and give us everything we are asking for and help us be more connected with ourselves. Panache, welcome back to the UWealth Revolution.
Thank you, Darius. It's an honor to be here, and I can't wait to just support everyone that's on this call.
Oh, thank you. I want to start out, people are writing in, we've got literally probably over 50 people with their hands raised, close to 1,000 people climbing on the call. Why has your message, why has this work spread so much, in fact, like wildfire, that even Oprah Winfrey herself sought you out and tried to find you? What's going on with this message, with this energy, with this truth?
This greater energy that flows through me has impacted an amazing shift in people's lives. We are vibrational beings. We inhabit a vibrational universe. And what I've discovered is that energy can shift states or forms. And so the optimal state for an energy is flow. Everything literally wants to move. So I always say that energy, emotions are energies in motion. That ultimately everything wants to flow. That as life is happening, as we're available for life, life's experiences move through us. Now, that is the optimal state. What happens in most people is that they don't allow for that flow. So then all of a sudden, that flow of energy, if we're using the analogy of water, that energy becomes dense. It becomes like ice. It becomes solid.
Mm.
What I've discovered is that this incredible gift that flows through me, that I've just the honor of allowing to flow through, this power of divine love, takes that denser, heavier energy. It's not wrong. It's not bad. And it begins to shift its state. It acts as a catalyst. There's an internal alchemical process that happens in people. And here's the miracle in this, that all of life is always present. What's keeping us from fully receiving everything is this content inside of us. And so literally in hundreds of thousands of cases, Darius, where this energy has come into contact with people, it's begun to accelerate them through those denser, heavier energies to increase their capacity to receive. And as their capacity to receive increases, they're able to invite a greater experience of their life in. And that crosses the board from relationships to finances to health challenges. Literally, you know, relationships, like a mother's relationship with her son has completely transformed in front of my eyes because she's been available to feel the guilt, the shame, whatever the energy is that's there around her parenting experience. This energy brings it up so she, you know, so it's been felt through to completion. So then what's on the other side of that is more love, more of who we are. And so at the absolute level, we're whole and complete. And what this energy is doing now, this wonderful gift of divine love is doing, is restoring people to that completion.
Big question. If someone's looking at their life right now, how would they know whether this energy is being stuck or stifled or locked in place? What are some signs or symptoms as people look at their life to know, okay, I've got some energy that needs to move, that it's not bad, it's not a terrible thing. It just wants to move, it's trying to move, and I'm keeping it stuck. What does that look like in someone's life?
Well, when I see people, first of all, I just see this incredible light and luminosity, and this just this infinite possibility in every area of their lives. And so anywhere in their life where they're not living in that greater possibility, or they're not allowing for the fullness of their expression, where there's struggle, where there's resistance, where there's disease, any and all of those areas are opportunities to deal with the energies that are holding that experience in place so that a greater receptivity can come into being, so that the health and vitality can come into being, so that the abundance can come into being, so that the love can come into being, so that the connection can come into being. And literally, Darius, like in every single person, there's at least one area where these stuck energies, this stagnation, is limiting their ability to receive. And so this gift, what it does is it literally starts bringing all that up. It starts agitating those energies, starts bringing them up. So then we're shifting states from that solidified ice to water, and then it becomes vapor. What's happened is that energy has gone through a complete shift in state.
Okay, a lot of people are writing in. Huge, oh my, we just had 100 people write in. That is a record in about 4 minutes since I asked her this. I've never seen anything like it. I just want to, you know, one person says I'm trying, but I'm stuck. Another person is saying that I want to be vibrant. I want to feel good again. I just don't feel good. Another person says, I feel like I reach oneness at different times and then I fall off. Another person is saying, you know, I want to look good in my life, but it never seems to happen for me. Another person is dealing with wanting to live their passion, but can't quite put their finger on what their passion is. another person with abundance challenges, love challenges. Do these things all have like similar root causes, or is there a solution for all these areas, or are they just uniquely different?
They do all have a root cause, and the root cause is fear. And what I've discovered is that the energy of fear locks those heavier energies in place.
Wow.
And that what happens is this divine love comes in, acceptance comes in, and then all of a sudden the veil of fear is lifted off. And whatever that area is, and folks, this call is for you. So I want you right now to focus your attention on one specific area of your life right now where you are experiencing a challenge. And the more specific it is, the better. Okay, it can be a relationship with a child. It can be a relationship with a spouse. It can be a relationship with a work colleague, right? Whatever that is, pick that one area right now and hold that in your heart, because the energy is already bringing everything up for you to experience in that area.
Mm.
And so, yes, Darius, this is literally an answer for every single area of life and living. That's exactly what this is, because in the absence of the fear, in the absence of whatever that resistance is, the more the energies come back into flow, the more we're living in that optimal state, the more we're allowing, the more we're receiving, and seemingly the more our life reflects that greater potential and possibility. So all of a sudden, you know, relationships become harmonious. We stop judging ourselves. We stop criticizing ourselves. We begin to love what we see when we look in the mirror. Finances start showing up, you know, greater ways of expressing who we are, creativity, expression, all of those things open up. And I've seen it over and over and over again. And the one thing that I will say is that when we have that specific focus on that area, the more consistently we leverage this energy of divine love and we harness its potential on that area, what I've noticed is that the consistency, showing up, being available, allowing the divine to embrace that part of you every day, opening up to that divine love every day, begins to shift. It's like going to the gym every day. It's like brushing your teeth every day. So what we're doing is, and why this is increasing in popularity, is because it works. It's because it works, and it's impacting incredible shifts from something as subtle as once having some form of addiction, and all of a sudden that addiction just falls away. Like one day you get up, you're just not smoking anymore. To all of a sudden having a harmonious relationship with your children, where, you know, your teenage son was once a source of suffering for you. You're able to go beyond all the energies that were holding that experience in place to now where you can embrace him and support him on his journey. Or to where you once needed to control a certain work situation or environment, to just allowing more and more spaciousness and trusting in the greater unfolding of life. I mean, across the board, what we are being offered is a solution. It's being implemented at the deepest level of vibration and frequency. And that's what's available to you all right now. Hold that one area, just one specific area of life, challenge, whatever that is, struggle, resistance, whatever that is, just hold that in your hearts as we go through this call.
You know, one thing I want to talk about is, how is this different than other work? And the big thing for me that I keep hearing over and over again is this word love. And it's a big part of what I believe, too, because we talk so much about labeling energy sometimes, high, low, good, bad. And very few people talk about the energy of love and the divinity in all energy and what that is here to do and where it wants to move. Why is that significant, and how is it different than what other people may have heard before?
You know, it's interesting because when you, for example, an orange, when you squeeze an orange, what you get is orange juice, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is when this energy begins to actually start bringing everything up in people, the first stuff that comes out is everything that they've repressed or suppressed.
Mm.
When everybody has the potential and the possibility for divine love. Like, so that orange, when you squeeze it, it's orange juice. It's got that divine juice in it. It's got that flavoring. It's got that texture. It's got all of the qualities in it. And what's happening is that this energy is bringing everything up in people. It's literally pushing up everything that people need to deal with inside of them so that they can once again return to love. And why is love important? Because love is our natural state, Darius. That's why you and I do what we do. That's why, you know, people that are on this call show up. Because of love. That's the why. Because we love you. And because we want you to live a life that's effective. And we want you to live a life that you love, that reflects your love. That's the one thing that I want for every single one of you more than anything else. Because that's the potential. That's the possibility. That's what's available. And when I see you, that's what I see in you. And I also see the other aspects of you that need to come up in order for that love to be present. And so we're gently being ushered into love. We're gently being ushered into love. Not by running away from our stuff that we resist, not by, you know, intellectualizing what we're resisting, not by running away or managing the problem or manipulating the problem, whatever that is, but by dealing with the energies that are holding that in place. Because once we deal with the energies that are holding that in place, and we have the courage to be present for them, at that point, what I've discovered is that entire experience, the story, whatever it is, right? You know, my husband doesn't love me. You know, he's always on social media, doesn't spend time with me. Whatever that is, right? Whatever it is that's going on, that experience ends. Folks, it is your vibrational frequency that is informing your entire reality. And it is the shifting of your vibrational frequency into love in every area that delivers the performance of that.
Yeah, I just want to share, a lot of people are writing in, and one person wrote in and talked about, Krista said, I feel a blockage in my heart. It feels like there's been too much betrayal and disappointment in my life. How do I trust? How do I open myself up to loving again? I mean, this is a big piece, because whether it's finances or anything else, it's this blockage of, am I going to get love in the area of my wealth or love in my relationships? How do we begin opening this?
Well, the first thing I want to say to you, Chris, is I'm sorry. That's the first thing I want to say to you. And I'm sorry because I know what it feels like to have your heart broken or to feel rejected or abandoned. I know what that feels like. That's the first thing. And every single one of us on this call has had that experience. It may not be the same story. It may not be the same variation of what happened. But we have all felt that. That's the first thing. Second thing is that what I've discovered is that by having the willingness to be in that heartbreak and to feel the betrayal and to feel the rejection and to feel the energies around that incident, what I found was that I began to access a level of freedom around it. That all of a sudden that heartbreak and that betrayal or that abandonment or that lack of trust that I was experiencing began to dissipate and dissolve until it no longer had the same significance and meaning that it once had. And in that space, in dealing with those energies that were there, it's like that entire part of that story began to just fall away. And my ability to receive was increased exponentially. And so it's not through the cleansing and clearing of things that we come into completion, but it's by the courageous, authentic, vulnerable embracing of life with the support of this incredible gift that we come into harmony again. We come into we come into receptivity again. So that's how. That's how. By not doing something with it, but just by simply being in it. And we've all been in that. You know, Darius has shared his story. I've shared my story. You know, so many people have shared their stories. We've all experienced that. You are not alone. And in the midst of that, that greater potential, that orange juice, that divine essence that you are exists in the midst of all of that.
Yeah, very profound. We have Kelly who's asking, is vibrational transformation a part of this opening up and awakening?
Yes, it's actually an accelerator. Vibrational transformation accelerates this. And what it does is it's like you know, in any kind of a chemistry experiment, you know, you put a catalyst in there, you take two compounds and you put a catalyst in there, and it speeds up the experiment. So what's happening is that right now, the divine is speeding up our return to love. The divine is speeding up our return to oneness, to wholeness, to completion. That's what this energy is. That's why it's here. That's its purpose, is to accelerate us through our stuff. That's why on these calls, you know, we can literally be on the call and somebody can be, you know, really depressed and not want to live anymore. And within literally 2 minutes, at most 5 minutes, they can shift from that state to giggling and laughing Well, what's happening? What's happening is the underlying energies are being brought into harmony with the resonance of love. And all of a sudden, that which was consuming their energy and that which they once, you know, were overwhelmed by or was insurmountable or that which they were avoiding just disappears.
Mm.
And then what happens? There's a greater receptivity. And then, of course, the love that they are comes flooding in. The abundance they are comes flooding in. That all of this greater potential comes flooding in. You know, another great way of looking at it is that Eckhart Tolle talks a lot about the pain body, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the pain body? Pain body is our unresolved emotional content. And he also said that it's the pain body that keeps the egoic experience in place. What this gift is doing is actually dissolving the pain body. It's dissolving the very foundational energies that keep egoic experience in place, that keep separation in place, that keep, you know, fear, lack, and scarcity in place. That's what this is.
Wow. Wow. You know, we've had so many people feeling this and experiencing it, and there's no doubt people have written in for every time you've been on with huge, huge transformations. Quick question. One person, Patty's asking, are people experiencing more difficulty today because of the shift going on in the planet? And I want to elaborate on that and ask, why is there so much pain? Why are the things that used to work not working, or so it seems, and why is this happening right now?
So this is our barometer for transformation. Okay. Our barometer for transformation is that the fact that everything is coming up means that it's working.
Whoa.
So what that means is sometimes you feel worse. In your perception, you feel worse before you have the breakthrough into more. And so that's what it is. So right now, when you look at what's unfolding on the planet, you're seeing everything that everyone's repressed or suppressed coming up. What this energy does is it places you in a position of feeling and experiencing. And so that's why sometimes it feels like it's getting worse before you have the breakthrough, before it gets better. But it's not worse. It's just that you're finally feeling everything that there is to feel around the original incident.
Mm.
You know, let's do it. Let's just open your palms. All around the world.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Just open your palms, yeah. And just wherever you are in the world, just open your palms. And opening your palms is a sign of conscious receptivity. It's like picking up the phone. I'm here.
Hmm.
And just begin to receive. Just begin to allow yourself to receive. So just hold that one area of your life, in your mind, in your intention, whatever that is, just that one area. It can be physical, it can be emotional, it can be a life situation. Just hold that one area. And what we're going to do is just utilize the power of vibrational transformation, this wonderful loving energy of divine love, to just begin to bring up all of the energies that are keeping that experience in place. And what we'll do is we'll do this with Darius, and then we'll open it up to everyone else. So, Darius, what's your one thing that you're dealing with right now?
Well, I actually pinched my neck at the gym about an hour ago, so if I'd love to feel some of that pain release.
Okay, good. And so... just so we get an idea of the background, so when you were at the gym, were you doing something out of the ordinary? Were you going for more weight or a greater outcome? What led up to that?
I was kind of rushing, I think, too. I was rushing, and then I also was lifting more weights, exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Good. Okay. So we're going to focus on that with you, Darius, and everyone else that's listening. Focus on your area. Focus on what's near and dear to you right now. Focus on what's up for you. Okay. So, Darius, just take some breaths, and we're just going to send everybody the energy. Okay, and as Darius articulates what's happening inside of him, you can all just begin to be present to what's happening inside of you. And if you're not present to anything, that's okay. Don't worry. The blessing is that the vibrational realm, you can't resist that. You can't stop that. It unfolds in people in different ways. So as Darius is sharing, be with your experience, because we are all going through this together as one community, as one heart, one love, one spirit, and one energy. So, brother, how do you feel?
What I started feeling, it started tickling. Like it started tickling, and then it went from a tickle to a tingle, and then it went warm, and then it went, now it seemed like it loosened, and then now it feels cold, And then now it's like loosening again, and it's starting to just loosen, like the tightness is starting to go. It's like a little bit of a pulled muscle, and it's just loosening up. Very, very interesting, because I am feeling it literally loosen up, and it's like, yeah, it almost is feeling more, there's like more love going, whereas, you know, before I'm like saying to it, why are you here? You need to stop. This needs to get better. It's just sort of like getting more love. It's a different feeling.
So limitation, ladies and gentlemen, cannot exist in the presence of love. Limitation cannot exist in the presence of love. That's what's happening. Right now, whatever the perceived limitation is in the presence of love. And love is the highest vibrational energy that there is. And so whenever you introduce love into any problem or any situation or any perceived challenge in your life, you are giving yourself over to the highest vibrational outcome. And that area has no choice but to come into resonance with love, because love is the dominant energy. It is the most powerful energy. It is the energy of love that is the root energy at the source of every miracle that's ever happened on this planet.
I can actually move my, when I move my neck to the right, it was really tight before, but now I'm moving it, and it's like I can move it about, oh God, probably about 50, 60% farther, and the pain is down, I would say probably at least 60%, because, I mean, I'm moving my head back and forth, like I'm bobbing my head, and I can go all the way, like touching my ear to my shoulder, and I don't feel any pinch. It's, I mean, this is really amazing, man. I'm, this is serious. We were talking on the way up here. Remember, I think I told you before the call, and I was, and I'm just moving my head. It just feels warm, and it's, oh wow. I want to hear what's going on with you guys, because this is so cool. I know this is great. Let me know, everyone, what is going on. Mimi said, I must share this. I was sitting in front of my laptop, and suddenly I felt the energy of love within me, and then my tenant came into the room and, I guess, gave her a kiss on the cheek. So she's a roommate, and so they're just feeling love. This is great, a lot of people. Another person is saying, every time I come on the call with Panache, I feel a huge amount of love come in. I want to hear what people are feeling or experiencing from just receiving love or letting love come in to different areas and what's happening in your life. Very, very, very interesting stuff. Leslie says, I'm just crying tears of love and feeling that. Everyone just continue. Another person said, I also had a sore neck and back, and mine feels better too. Panache, what else can we do? What else can we give people to really move this into an even better space?
For me, what I would like more than anything, Darius, and this is really the reason why I travel and do everything I'm doing, is more than anything, I want people to love themselves. Because when I see them, I just see like the most incredible beauty you could ever see. It's like, it's the most beautiful thing. And for me, what I would like more than anything is for us as an entire people, humanity, the human race, for us to love ourselves in that way. Because that's how the divine loves us. And so just be with this greater love that's unfolding right now in you. Because even though we're focusing on that one area, what's happening is that it's the love that's coming in, that's unfolding from inside, and the love that's flooding in from outside too. It's that love that's accelerating the shift in your experience. It's accelerating the shift in your energy. Whether you're aware of it or not, that's what's happening. And so for me, as you're sitting there with your palms open, as you're focusing on that one area, just allow the tears to come. Allow the love to come in. Allow how brilliant you really are to be, you know, at the forefront of your experience. Allow, you know, the tenderness that you are. Allow for the vulnerability that you are. Because every single one of you is that. Yeah, every single one of you. Yeah, good. Good. Yeah.
A lot of people writing in, a lot of things happening. Sylvie had trouble with her eyesight. She says, I'm seeing better with my left eye now. sending love to, I think it says a cataract. She says, saying I love, she's sending love to the cataract and she's seeing better. Another person says, I'm feeling bursts of love in my heart with Panache as always. He is incredibly amazing. Another person says, I'm feeling tingling in the palms of my hand. I had pain in my stomach and it's lessening. Another person, Mickey, had chest pain and now it's 70% lessened. Anne from Chicago, her hands and feet are tingling. She feels more peace inside. Another person feeling a shift in their middle spine. And, gosh, so much, much more. Another person, same thing as me. It's kind of weird. Tingling and refreshing. That's kind of like tingling and cool. Jackie had knee issues, and the love is flowing through her knees. She's feeling tingling and refreshing. She's had constant knee issues, and she's feeling better. Some people are writing in. One person said, I'm feeling sad. Is that normal? And you talked about kind of letting tears come. What, for those people, what's going on there?
Yes. So you're either experiencing the outcome of the interaction, or you're experiencing the energies that you need to feel so that you can embody that.
Ah.
So often, again, like when vibrational transformation is unfolding, sometimes if they do have a pain, sometimes the pain gets worse, and they're in the, and the, and they're in the experience of the pain. But at a certain point in the experiencing of the pain, it dissipates and dissolves. Same thing with emotional content. Like, you know, emotional content has been repressed or suppressed over a long period of time. You know, I mean, if it's accumulated over 50 years, what happens is that sadness begins to have an opening to come out, right? And in some instances, it does happen immediately. But in other instances, people require that constant support. You know, we didn't accumulate our vibrational content overnight.
Right.
And I love playing impossibility, but different people require support to different degrees. And so what's happening right now is that you're present to the sadness, you're present to whatever that energy is that is keeping you from the experiencing the love that you are. And that's happening in every area of your life. Whatever that thing is that you're holding on to right now, that's what you're present to, is the energy. You're either present to the energy of love, or you're present to whatever it is that you've created or you've got going on inside of you that's keeping you from receiving that love.
So as this call progresses, those people are just, they just need to be present to that, begin to feel that. And I know we're going to begin loosening some energy for people individually on the call. And so what can those people do while they're listening in? Just come along?
Just listen as if it's you, because right now we're all in this together, every single one of us. And the blessing of that is that humanity's in this together, because all of humanity is represented here. And so be open, be receptive, and whether you get called or not, it's okay. The energy is reaching you. I've got your address. Your soul is your address. I've got your address. You're fine. You're receiving. You're here with your palms open. Just be available, be vulnerable, and be present. And focus on that area, because what I would like for you is for you to completely love yourself and have your life reflect the love that you are.
A lot of people are feeling vibrations in different places. A lot of people feeling energy moving. What I'd like to do, would love to unmute the line for different people, and we can just give people some love and work. Any instructions or things we need to do just before people get unmuted?
Yes, please just tell me what the specific area is.
Okay.
That you're focusing on. I want you to have a specific area, because, again, like sometimes you come on these calls and, you know, all of a sudden someone's shifted from, you know, not wanting to be alive anymore and just being depressed and not having any direction to all of a sudden giggling out loud. And it's like, okay, how did that just happen? So let's focus on specific areas, because the more we do that, the more we unlock those areas in everyone else, because we're all in this together. So then your call and your participation on the call becomes your loving service to everyone else.
Wow. Okay, hit star 2 to raise your hand. My neck is feeling 100% better. I mean, there's still a tiny twinge there, but I'm just going to wait and see as the call progresses, and also let my body do what it needs to do, and this is exciting. So hit star 2 to raise your hand. And oh my gosh, it's got so many people. This is so exciting. So I just want to say this. If you guys don't get, you know, picked, it's okay. We're going to definitely be sending love to everybody. I have Rose, and last name starts with a W. She's in Portland, Oregon, and she's at 503 area code. Rose, are you there, and what area are we going to be working on today?
Yes, my shoulders and back and neck and for the main part.
Okay, so there's a pain in the shoulders and neck and the back?
Yes.
Okay,
I've
Rose.
I've had it for many, many years.
Okay, so good. Excellent, and that's real specific. I love that. Close your eyes, just open your palms. And what we're going to do is we're just going to send you the energy, and we're going to invite all of the energies that are keeping that experience of pain in place to begin to arise and wash through you. Will you receive that?
Rose, will you receive that?
Yes, I will.
Good, excellent. All right, sweetheart, what's happening in your body right now?
I feel a little bit warmer, but that's it.
Good, okay, good. And that warmer is that denser energy beginning to shift states. It's that love. It's that fire of love, that inner fire of transformation. That's what that warmer is. Just keep breathing. Just keep allowing those denser, heavier energies to shift their state. Allow for the transmutation to occur. Keep breathing. Keep relaxing. And just continue to receive. Okay, good. What's happening now?
Oh, I'm feeling loosening in my neck.
Okay.
I mean, I felt some noise popping.
Whoa.
Okay, good. Keep breathing, keep receiving, keep expanding. So what we're doing is we're taking all of those stuck energies and we're just accelerating you through them. That's what's happening. So it's like having a house, and your house is full of furniture. And all this furniture represents all these emotional experiences that have occurred from your past. And in order to kind of create more space in that house, what we're doing is we're lovingly dealing with the energy that's holding all those pieces in place. So we're experiencing them all. We're just experiencing them all. We're experiencing them all. And all of these energies are holding that reality of pain in place. Just keep breathing. What's happening? How do you feel?
I'm feeling a little shaky.
Mm-hmm. Good. And so the shakiness is perfect. Mm-hmm. The shakiness is the fear. So the shakiness, whenever that starts kicking in, that's the fear. And the fear is moving out of every cell. It's moving out of your organs. It's moving out of your vibrational system. Great. Excellent. Keep breathing. Keep receiving. Okay. How do you feel now?
I'm feeling better. I'm testing my neck going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
It feels better. I'd say... It's better.
Good. Good. Now, are you willing to allow it to be fully better?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. Take some breaths. Just receive that.
Okay.
And we're just going to send you the most amount of divine love that we can. Okay, what's happening now?
I'm... I can't put any words. I don't know. I think I need to still receive.
I just feel bliss. I'm smiling.
Okay, good.
Keep breathing. Good. Okay. Good. Keep letting all that wash through. Good. So what's happening now is just that final piece, right? Sometimes what we'll do is we'll get to a point, but we won't allow for that final piece. And so what's happening is just that final piece is unraveling and washing through your system. That's all it is. The final piece of sadness, the final piece of fear, final piece of anger, whatever that is, it's just washing through you. Excellent. How do you feel now? Move around a bit. Let's see.
It feels good. It feels good.
Yeah. And you're basically borderline giddy. which is great. So what we've just experienced, folks, is a complete shift in energy. And the place to look is her voice at the beginning of this interaction and feel the energy in her voice now.
Hmm.
Just talk to the people. Rose?
Oh, yeah, I feel good.
Yeah, see? So that is vibrational transformation. And so Rose, when she first came on the call, was in a different vibrational state.
Mm-hmm.
Now... when you hear her speaking and you hear her energy, it's a completely different resonance and frequency. What happened? All of that content that she was holding onto, this wonderful gift of divine love, just began to dissolve it. And what happened? She could receive more. And now what's happened? She's in a greater state of receptivity of who she always was. That's vibrational transformation. Thank you, Rose.
Thank you, Panesh. I love you both. Thank you.
Thank you, Rose. Wow.
Excellent.
And that's, you know, just a few minutes. I mean, there's obviously, there's actually, you know, deeper and deeper things can go, and that's just in a few minutes. Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Okay, we've got Doris Howe in Boca Raton, and it's 561 area code, so I'm going to unmute her. Doris, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Doris. What can we do? What area can we serve you in?
Well, thank you for taking my call. One of the things is I think I've found my purpose in life, and that is to help children, young children, see the potential of their future. But I'm financially limited in terms of really fulfilling that that goal.
Okay. So here's the blessing. You've got the why. Right? You've got the why. You've got the service. You've got the how may I serve piece.
Yes.
Okay? So are you willing to experience everything so that you can offer that service?
Yes.
Okay. Receive it now. Take some breaths. Just receive it now. You know, it reminds me of that saying, when there's a why, there's a way. You know, when there's a how, there's a way, right? I'm not exactly sure. I'm probably misquoting it. But that's what it is. It's like when you have a why that benefits humanity, the divine provides you the way.
It is terrific to hear direct responses to Panache's work. We're all blessed by this. Thank you, Darius, for your devoted work to spread consciousness on your site, youwealthrevolution.com. And also, please check out Panache's site, www.panachedesai.com, PanacheDesai. Thank you. Today I've saved the toning until now, so please sit back, relax, and enjoy the vibes, folks. Please enjoy the frequencies that come through the tones. Thank you. Remember to nurture your sense of humor and love yourself. Today I'm suggesting a book by Terry Cole Whitaker, What You Think of Me Is None of My Business. I think you will find it intriguing. Wouldn't it be great if we could all give up judgment? Well, this is the show for today. I hope you've enjoyed everything. Please come back May the 14th, the next show in 2 weeks, and we'll have other exciting things for you. And thank you so much for being with us. This is Aurora's Frequencies. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful 2 weeks. Bye-bye.